"You will be none the worse," I said. "We shall recompense you for the loss of your time. Sit over here on the sofa, and you will not have long to wait." He came across sullenly enough and seated himself with his face resting on his hands. Jones and I resumed our cigars and our talk. Suddenly, however, Holmes's voice broke in upon us. "I think that you might offer me a cigar, too," he said. We both started in our chairs. There was Holmes sitting close to us with an air of quiet amusement. "Holmes!" I exclaimed. "You here? But where is the old man?" "Here is the old man," said he, holding out a heap of white hair. "Here he is, wig, whiskers, eyebrows, and all. I thought my disguise was pretty good, but I hardly expected that it would stand the test."
"Ho, ho, ho, you rogue!" cried Jones, highly delighted. "You would have made an actor, and a rare one. You had the proper workhouse cough, and those weak legs of yours are worth £10 a week. I thought I knew the glint of your eye, though. You didn't get away from us so easily, you see."
"I have been working in that get-up all day," said he, lighting his cigar. "You see, a good many of the criminal classes begin to know me, especially since our friend here took to publishing some of my cases. So I can only go on the warpath under some simple disguise like this. You got my wire?"